Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines.
WLR.
Well, you're tuned to the Showtime podcast brought to you by Worldwide Wines on the Dunmore Road. And this week we had an extended look at Waterford Musical Society, who are about to embark on their 10th anniversary celebrations. Sunniva McGill, chairperson, and Olga Green, one of the long-serving cast members, joined me in studio for a chat. And then we had the Ganyan from Ballyduff Youth Drama, who are presenting Shrek Saves Far, Far Away this week in Ballyduff. So a packed half hour for you here. Don't forget you can subscribe to the podcast on any of your podcast players, all that you like, and Spotify as well. Just click like or subscribe, whatever you want, and this will pop up automatically after the show airs every Sunday night. But now let's get on to Sunniva and Olga.
WLR.
You're listening to Showtime on WLR, brought to you by Worldwide Wines on the Dunmore Road. Yeah, June is busting out all over, maybe a bit unseasonal, but it is a song from Carousel, which was the first production of Waterford Musical Society 10 years ago. So they're getting ready for their 10th anniversary production this year. And there's a number of big anniversaries this year. We have Waterford Dramatic Society, 90 years. We have Waterford Panto Society, 40 years. We have 20 years since the first Waterford Society won the festival, the Light Opera. And we have 10 years since Waterford Musical Society burst onto the stage. So to tell us a little bit more about Waterford Musical Society and to preview what is coming up over the next few months, I'm delighted to be joined by Madam Chairperson herself, Miss Sunniva McGill, and long-term and long-suffering cast member, Olga Green. Ladies, you are very welcome to studio.
Thank you.
You like that, Sunniva, ladies?
Yes, indeed I do. That's a first.
Another day we'd be killing each other.
But we love each other, really.
10 years of WMS, lads. It only seems like yesterday. Sunniva, you might take us back to the thoughts behind where the society came from.
Absolutely, yeah. It is amazing, 10 years. I can tell you straight away, we were at Brian Flynn's funeral celebration after he had sadly passed away, and a group of us got discussing how good he was and the influence that he had had on us in musical theatre. So there was a few of us then got together and said, look, there's nothing for adults here in Waterford specifically. There was everything if you were a child or a youth. So we got together and literally came up with Waterford Musical Society. Yeah. We wanted an adult society because we just felt there was a void here in Waterford. There was no longer Tops of the Town. There was no longer the Waterford Light Opera Festival. There were so many things that was lacking for adults. So like us, we had got to the stage where we were adults with children of our own who were involved in musical theatre. So we felt that this would be something for us to do. There was nothing regular. There was no society. Yeah. There was no De La Salle Adult Musical Society.
Prior to even David Hennessy having even the Adult Society, it was only stage schools. It was prior to Jack Cunningham Productions coming along. So it was there was loads in town for kids. There were stage schools all over, but for adults, it was complete void. It's changed since, obviously, because a lot more adult societies are there. But at the time, there was nothing for the old ones. So off we went.
Now, Olga, you were there from word go as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
You had a big break before you came back, didn't you? You weren't on
Absolutely,
stage for a while.
Oh, God, the last time I had been involved in anything really was 94 Tops. Mm. And I was, unfortunately, in the pit at the time because I was pregnant on Samantha.
Yeah.
So that was after that I had obviously three kids and I was 20 odd years. Mm. And then I went back when Brian's show came along. When I went back on stage there and it was just like bug hit again.
It was like
you never left. Brilliant. So so after 20, but like that it was reconnecting with people who I had been in shows with when we were much younger and, you know, meeting back up with old friends and stuff like that and just clicked. And
I distinctly remember that first meeting.
Yeah.
There was many
phenomenal
people came out of the woodwork and Waterford really wanted something like that.
And everybody offered to help, whether it was in a big ask or a small ask, and everyone gave their services to get us off the ground for free.
For free.
And ultimately, you know, we are eternally grateful to all those people that did that for us. People were just so open to it because, like Olga said, it had been 20 years since she had done anything. Same with me, actually, even though I haven't been on stage in 30 years because I've been behind the scenes, you still have an interest. Once you get the love of musical theatre, it doesn't actually leave you.
Yeah.
And I think the point that Olga made there a minute ago about reconnecting with all those people we were on stage with as a teens or our early 20s, that's phenomenal. It's the one thing musical theatre does is bring people together. And we have made so many friends over the years. I have lifelong friends since, and musical theatre.
And making new friends every year because with WMS, we get new people coming along.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like, you feel like you've known, like there's certain, you know, core members of our cast who have been there since day one.
For every show.
For every show.
Because we're all inclusive and we've always said that you don't have to have experience to be involved. That in itself has brought new people to the fore. For the simple reason that it might have been something they might have considered but didn't have, you know, the guts to do it, or maybe their personal circumstances changed. They were going to do it one year and then, you know, they had kids or they had a change in job or just different changes in life. And those people come along too and they've now got the bug.
Yeah.
And they can't wait. One of our members last year said, I do not know what I would do without Waterford Musical Society. It keeps me sane.
Mm.
And, you know, things like that. It's great for mental health, socializing, learning to sing, learning to act, a bit of stagecraft. It's so good for so many people in so many ways. And that's ultimately one of the goals that we had from the outside was to bring it to adults and encourage it. And it has grown year on year. And this year now we'll celebrate 10 years of WMS, which is phenomenal.
The reality of being in a musical society committee and being involved in it, I don't think, you know, not that I was unaware of it, but it came home to me the other night when we were at the AGM, the WMS AGM. Mm-hmm. The realisms of the costs involved with these shows, I don't think people listening may believe that you can have a full house, which Evita had last year.
Yeah.
And your best case scenario is if you have that full house, you're going to fall short by five figures.
Sometimes it happens. And thankfully, this is the second time that it has happened in the 10 years. But cost of living has increased, cost of building has increased, costs have just escalated globally, not just in production costs for a show or anything like the food we're putting on our plates, you know, costs have increased for that as well. So it does happen. Thankfully, with the help of our members and the support that we have from the local community, whether that's in sponsorship or advertising sponsorship, we do well in that sense. But soul seeds don't necessarily mean you're going to break even or actually turn a profit, and that profit can go to the next year's. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
But shows, on average, I can say from year one to this year, year 10, you're probably averaging about 55,000-60,000 euros.
Now, that's just for five nights, maybe four nights. In some cases.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Put it in perspective.
And that's to hire the theatre, costumes, orchestra, building the set, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to that. And we have to, you know, buy props. We borrow some, we buy some. But we have great community spirit and support in all the local businesses, and the people of Waterford have been phenomenal. So that doesn't wane, thankfully. But I do think last year, Evita, an exceptional show, best houses we've had to date, and we found ourselves with a deficit. Mm-hmm. What people don't realise also is when you're putting on a show, a production, you've got to pay royalties and the rights or a license to put on that show with the likes of Andrew Lloyd Webber, you know, whatever it might be. And that alone is a huge cost. And even those companies now, what they are doing is you've got to pay up front in some cases.
Yeah.
And if you have a deficit or you've only got a very small amount of money in the pot, it's very hard to do that. So your fundraising is ongoing. Mm-hmm. It's literally continuous. 12 months of the year, from the minute one show ends to when the next one starts, you're fundraising, and fundraising. Yeah. We charge a small membership every year. Look, we have to just continue. We were in this position before. It didn't knock us back. We just had to work harder. And let me assure all the supporters and our family and friends, we'll come back bigger and better.
You've served, haven't you, as treasurer, Alka? You've had that job.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really difficult for an amateur group, isn't it?
And it's very difficult to project from the offset what your costs are going to be as much as you try to do that. Mm. We have set ourselves a very, very high standard from day one.
Yeah.
We have a live orchestra at all our productions, as you know, Wayne.
Now, can I say, to your eternal credit, you're one of the, I think, two,
mm-hmm. yeah.
three societies that yeah. do that.
Yeah.
And I know better than anyone what that costs. I keep saying that the difference it makes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would rather, and I'm speaking from personal opinion here now, I would rather have a less elaborate set, less elaborate spend costume the, and spend yeah. money on an
the
orchestra. There's nothing like sitting yeah. in a theatre, whether you're in Waterford, Dublin, London, you know, or Broadway, to see and hear a live orchestra doing what yeah. they yeah. do.
To hear them warm up even, it just fills
that's
you
when
with
overture
exactly
is played.
Yeah, exactly.
Hearing the sound from the pitch,
it gives
of,
me goosebumps.
It just sets you
But I also
straight.
Think from a cast point of view, you're standing behind a curtain and you hear this striking up. And it really,
yeah.
I honestly, and I don't mean it in any way, because some people have to use tracks. They have no choice
oh,
because
yeah.
of the setup of their groups.
Absolutely.
And, that, you know,
yeah. and there's nothing, and you know what, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
That's not,
no.
But just at WMS, we always yeah. felt that that was the one thing, because it just brings back that old feel. Because when
it
we
does,
were
yeah.
performing on stage, there were no tracks. It was always orchestras.
Live. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
always live. So, it just, to me, especially in the Theatre Royal, I just think it just lends like nothing else to
yeah.
to a live orchestra. So,
acoustics,
you know,
and
that,
everything
yeah,
are
absolutely,
stunning.
It's
yeah.
made for it, you know. Yeah, so yeah. in that sense, we do. And we like to keep that standard up. And this
yeah.
is the thing. But to keep that standard up every year is just getting more expensive
yeah,
on
yeah.
and on and on. So that's why the fundraising, it's huge to us. You know what I mean? And, you know, it, at times you kind of think, God, are we... Is it another fundraising thing? But you've got to do it.
If you don't fundraise, there is
yeah,
no show.
There
that's
is no
the
show
yeah.
because we don't have corporate funding. And that's the reality of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you said from the outset there, some people just don't realise how
yeah.
much it yeah, actually it costs. It's like running a small business, this, for, you know, to get a production out of the way. And, you know, fair play to the committee who, like Sneva among them, have been there from day one and plugged away at this for
yeah.
10 years. You know, it's not easy. You know, but it's brilliant. It's to be involved in it is just brilliant. And, you know, whatever form that takes this year to get something on the stage, it's just going to be
yeah. yeah,
brilliant.
So now let's turn to happier things, lads. So instead of lying down and going pity me, you're still playing ahead with a 10th anniversary. So tell us, what is in store?
Well, we are back at the Theatre Royal on May 2nd and 3rd. Tickets will be on sale in the coming weeks. Just keep an eye on our social media because that's where we kind of update everybody because it's so handy to do so. So this is our 10th year, but it will be our 9th production because COVID knocked us for 1 year, obviously.
The Pacific went down for 2 years, didn't it?
So we decided, right, we're not going to go with tail between our legs. We're going to work hard, clear our debt and lash straight into it. So we're putting on this concert, which is an amalgamation or a celebration of all the shows that we've done to date. We will welcome everybody that has ever been on the stage, whether you're a past or a present member, we want you to come back and join us. All our previous leading ladies and leading gentlemen, if they're available, they are coming back to perform for us as well. So the best of each show will be highlighted on stage at the Theatre Royal with the best of the best, I suppose. If we think from our first show, Carousel, to now, the amount of talent that has been on
yeah. Yeah,
that stage
phenomenal, yeah.
representing WMS has been phenomenal. So what better way than to celebrate 10 years with this celebratory concert?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and to be clear, like, you don't have to have been a member of a previous production.
Previous
no.
production
you're
no.
more than welcome
absolutely.
To come along.
No.
Yeah.
Thursday night this week, I believe.
Thursday
yeah.
night.
At half
yes.
seven.
Yeah,
yep.
half
and
past seven.
Gaelscoll.
Gaelscoll Ballygunner. Yeah. yeah, just up past the church on the right at the junction there onto the Williamstown Road. It's open to the public, whether you were a past or present member. It doesn't matter. If you want to join WMS on stage this year, no experience is necessary. Please come along to the Gaelscoll Ballygunner, 7:30 on Thursday night of next week.
And you'll get a warm welcome.
Absolutely yeah. warm. Welcome.
As long as Sineva's not there, if she's there, you're in trouble.
The more the merrier. And so if you've ever thought that, you know, I'd like to go on stage, this is a good
way
to ease yourself.
Start, actually, yeah.
Particularly if you're male. They're a rare and endangered species in theatre at the moment.
Yes, so if there's any male performers out there, or you know, whether you're 68 or you're 38 or 28 or 18, please come along. The more males we have. And it's not just WMS has this difficulty. All the societies locally, actually nationally, have difficulty recruiting male members. So if you think you can sing and you'd like to give it a go and be part of a fantastic group, come along next Thursday night, 7:30.
Okay, Olga, so if you're looking back over 10 years, I'm going to put you on the spot now.
Wow.
Pick out a highlight from the 10 years. Because you've been there for all of them, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there for all of them. Oh, you see, Fiddler on the Roof would be one of my absolute favourites. Yeah. And I thought Raymond and Greta as a duet there, just maybe that's biased because I've known them for so long, and just to see them perform that together, and it's actually one of my favourite shows of all time.
And we've now continued the tradition of Raymond Collins getting mentioned every week by somebody.
There you go, Ray.
Come on, Ray.
But I have to, you know, so to me, I just loved Fiddler. I just loved everything, seeing the two of them, because I just thought they were incredible.
Yeah.
And of course, that was the year that Raymond got nominated
for Ames Award for Best Male.
So that to me was just really special, because it's just a show I always wanted it. I did it in school and always wanted, loved it. But there have been so many highlights. I mean, getting to perform with the likes of Des Manahan on stage. Incredible. And what a man. He's still our honorary patron and will always be, you know, but he just is such a special place in all our hearts. And what a man. And he taught us so much during his time with us. You know,
the most unassuming person.
Oh my God, such a gentleman.
Ever.
You know,
he never even realized he was teaching something.
No, and that's it. He taught every one of us some of his craft. I mean, he's just an incredible man. So every show, as we said earlier, we're proud of every single thing that has come from WMS, you know, since its inception. It's just been amazing.
And Sadiva, I'll give you the last word.
Carousel, I loved, because it was our very first show. I was just so proud of the fact that we actually managed to do it. So for that reason alone, I love Carousel. I think the lighting, the sound, some of the photographs we have, not just from Carousel, but from all our shows, are incredible, thanks to Colin Shanahan and his skill. But Carousel, I think because it was our very, very first show, will always stick in my memory.
Okay, lads, well, the very best of luck. I always say it doesn't matter what it's going to be. It's important that it's going to be.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
And that'll WMS. Be your new motto.
That's always been my motto, Sadiva. You just never listen to me.
True.
And WMS will be back next year with a full scale production.
Yes, our hope obviously is to do this concert, fundraise throughout the year, make a few quid on these two nights at the Theatre Royal, and go bigger and better with a massive, brand new, never seen before kind of production for WMS, and give it socks and just get back to what we love doing, bigger and better for 2026.
Thanks a million, girls.
Thank you.
WLOR.
This week out in Ballyduff, Shrek will save Far, Far Away. Ballyduff Youth Drama are presenting their annual production. This year it is, as I said, Shrek Saves Far, Far Away. And to tell us all about it is the wonderful Helen Millay, and she's brought a cast of millions with her. Well, a cast of four with her. We have Maeveen Connolly, Bobby Reid, Rory Larkin and Archie Burke. Lads, you're all very welcome to studio.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, Helen, let's go to you first. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about Ballyduff Youth Drama, where you came from? And
Ballyduff Youth Drama was started with very small shows about 22 years ago, and it went from there to being a big production.
Yeah.
And we're going 22 years now. Joan Stevenson would have started it. Then we had the Norris's, the sisters, who all gave a hand for many years. And then Eleanor Foley and Joan Chastey came on board, and they're there for the past 8 to 10 years.
You've brought in four of the cast for us, so we're going to go through all that. So we're going to go to Maeveen first. Maeveen, you're playing Fiona. What did you have to do to get a part in the show?
You have to sing like a little bit of a song, and you have to do like a line from the character that you're playing.
And so this is, as we said earlier, Shrek. So are the songs from the movie and that in the show? Is that familiar?
Yeah, some of them are. Others are like kind of in from different things.
Yeah,
yeah, most of them are.
Okay, cool. And Archie, tell us a bit about Prince Fancy Pants.
He's kind of self-absorbed and very full of himself.
And are you rehearsing a long time now at this stage?
Yeah, we're rehearsing since September. And right now we're on nearly 4 days a week, we're practicing everything. So,
okay, Bobby, you're playing Shrek.
Yeah.
Title character. Are you starting to see other things happening, like the costumes coming in? Have you seen any of that yet?
Yeah, we've done, I think, two or three where we've tried on our costumes and we've done a full dress rehearsal.
Done a full dress rehearsal already? It's amazing, and you're still days out. It's obviously it's getting more hectic at this stage. Like, you start off with shorter rehearsals and you build up to...
Yeah, we build up to 4 hour ones and longer.
Rory, you're going to come to yourself Donkey.
Yeah.
How do you play a donkey?
Well, I've a bit of a character already.
Okay.
My personality is a
bit
like
of a
donkey.
A bit of a donkey.
Yeah. funny. And yeah, with the rehearsing, we have to like go through everything and make sure everything's right. But like at the start, we would like, if we made one mistake, it might be okay. But when we're getting like, we have a week to the show. So when we're getting closer now, we have to like make sure everything's right.
Yeah.
Get costumes and props and make sure all the dances and people are in the right places.
Yeah.
And lines are right.
There's a lot goes into a show that people don't see. Yeah. They only see the 2 hours. You must be busy with this one, Helen.
Very busy. Yeah. You know, Hollywood cancelled it this year, so they did ask us to do it.
Oh, did
they? They did.
Very good.
Shrek was meant to be released this year, but they've moved it on to year 26.
That's right, actually. You're right, yeah.
So that's, they contacted Ballyduff Comedian to do it, and we said, we'll do it, no problem. And what a show we have.
Yeah.
It's full of surprises.
It's not exactly a straightforward one compared to some of the other ones you've done, has it really? We're taking in mind all the costumes and everything involved.
Well, we've 31 cast.
Yeah.
So every child has a character and lines.
But it's a perfect show for any kind of a stage school or a drama group or a youth group. Yeah, perfect.
And the fun we're after having with the cast is just amazing.
Maeve, we'll come back to you. So who does all the dancing on that? Tell us about her.
Amber does the dancing. She's really good at it, like with making up choreography and everything.
Yeah. Is there much in it? Are there many songs?
I'm not sure how many songs there are, but there are a lot.
18.
Oh, 18, really? Wow.
Fantastic, yeah. And you enjoy the dancing?
Yeah, it's really
fun. Everyone likes to dance, don't they? Okay, so Archie, what about the singing then? Who does all the singing and the music?
Spencer does all the music and the singing, and he's very good at kind of, if you need to cut a song for certain parts and all that, he does it perfectly instead of it being kind of rough and it's done properly, and he puts time into doing it.
Bobby, let's talk about who the director is.
The director is Helen Millay.
It wouldn't be that Helen Millay in the corner, would it?
No.
What's she like? Now you can tell the truth, she's not looking.
Yeah, she's an amazing actor. She's after helping all of us get way better at acting than we started.
Yeah. So who's put all the scripts and the whole show together for you?
Connor Lyons.
So Connor's well known to everybody. Helen, you must be very proud of the tradition.
I'm turning 60 this year, so it's been...
Oh, you're not.
I haven't realised we were running for so long till I was standing outside talking to you. It's just amazing. Like, it's my time out for the winter, you know, and it's just, with so little sports being played in the winter, it's great for the kids. Not every child is sporty.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's fantastic to see the quiet children just blossom into fantastic actors.
Yeah, yeah. Now, look, we know these shows aren't cheap. No matter what they are, they're not cheap to put on. So we have 3 nights. Who wants to tell us about when?
The show does cost quite a lot, but Helen and the staff have made only tickets €10, which I think is
fantastic.
Fantastic for nearly 2 hour production, 2.5. So you can ring Eleanor at 087-404-6904. To purchase tickets. Then the shows, like the dates are the 20th, the 21st and the 22nd, which is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30.
So that's this Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights.
Yep.
€10. First of all, are you mad?
Well, it's a community hall.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think people are amazed at the talent and the production that we actually put on.
Yeah.
But at this day and age, that's all you can charge to me, because some people are buying 10 and 12 tickets. Every penny counts. The kids were after doing a lot of raffles and fundraising along the way, and the local community have been fantastic, from sponsoring the programme to taking out advertisements in the programme. You know, it's just amazing.
You're very lucky to have your own hall out there as well.
Oh, listen, the work that has gone into the community hall in the last few years is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you know, they have to pay their bills too, so we have to pay for the community hall. It's not free. And to these 4 young people here, They're phenomenal. While I'm the boss sometimes, they don't know how much we have seen them grow. Yeah. It's just phenomenal. And to see the smiles on your faces, it's just, it puts a smile on my face. And you know, anyone who's come to the show, they go out with a good heart and a big smile on their faces because the kids have such fun on that stage.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all
about. That's the start, middle and end of it. It is, yeah. So Maeveen, is there people working on the sets as well, the scenery and all that?
Yeah, there's Deirdre who paints the sets and she does a really good job. One day I like looked at it and I saw her painting the trees and I was like, wow.
And have you got volunteers as well working backstage and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we have Rachel who's doing the costumes.
We also have Sarah and Michaela who are helping with stage props, like the jails for some of our scenes and mics. And also, like, if we have to move boxes to put it in the middle of the stage, they're on that and they have that all set down perfectly.
We can't forget Joan and Eleanor, who, without those two and me as my backup, they're just fantastic people who have just done relentless work behind the scenes. Without them, this show wouldn't be on because those two people are my support. There's only three adults who actually do all this.
Well, that's fantastic. Lads, we're going to wish you the very best of luck. Hopefully it goes absolutely brilliant for you. So this Thursday, Friday and Saturday night. Do you want to give us the phone number there once more? So who's the woman to call?
You can ring or text Eleanor at 087-404-6904.
Lads, very best of luck. Thanks for calling in.
And we'd love a full house each night.
Story of our life, Helen. And just as the lads were finishing up, we left the microphones run for a little while and they gave me a little preview of some of their accents and performances for the show.
So I speak in a Scottish accent for most of the show, except for when I'm singing. So I'll give you a brief.
Like, go on, give us a blast.
Right, I don't have time for any of this crack. We've long enough to walk. The prince can kiss you when he sees you.
What is it, you two imbeciles? Should you not be both guarding the magical creatures?
Great.
I really like the scene where I wake up to find like Shrek and Donkey. And I'm like, ah, who are you?
I say then, well, really the first thing you should be saying to your white knights is, thank you for rescuing me.
You two are not my white knights.
We most certainly are. Shrek the Ogre at your service.
WLR.
Well, that's just about all we have time for again this week on Showtime. If you enjoyed this and if you want to subscribe, do hit the subscribe button in your favourite podcast player. Give it a like, a share, whatever you like to do. And it will pop up automatically after the show airs every Sunday night. And the podcast is, of course, brought to you, like the show, by Worldwide Wines on the Dunmore Road. Don't forget, if you want to catch the show with all its music content, which I highly recommend as well, you can check that out on WLRFM.com. And you'll find all our other shows there as well. So that's it for now. Plenty more next week. I'll talk to you then.
Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines.
WLR.